Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty put up some otherworldly numbers over the past two seasons in the Bears' spread offense, but he doesn't consider himself the type of spread offense QB who's always on the move and prone to take off and run.
Well, you know, we were in the spread, but at the same time, I feel like I am a pocket passer. You know, I want to extend plays, but extend plays within the pocket. And so that might be a little bit different than most spread quarterbacks that are wanting to run in and out of the pocket. You know, so for me, I feel like my game can translate easier in that, and the fact that I want to play within the pocket, and I want to extend plays within the pocket, and, you know, beat you doing that.
In leading Baylor to consecutive Big 12 titles the last 2 years, Petty threw 61 TD passes and just 10 interceptions. But his biggest transition to the NFL will involve calling plays in the huddle rather than getting them from the sideline and going through a more complex set of progressions than his college offense. He feels he's already on his way to showing pro teams he can do both.
Yeah, you know, that's what I loved about the senior bowl week. As much as anything, is just the progress that I made from day one to day three. You know, I felt a lot more comfortable with it, going through reads, going through progressions, knowing what they want. You know, that's the thing about just diving in it. You just got to get into it. And so, you know, for me, it's repetitions are kind of a big deal. You know, once I see it, whether it's I did it right or wrong, I've normally learned from it pretty quick doing it. And so, again, you know, that from day one to day three was a lot better in that aspect. And then, you know, to get to your question, yeah, I felt very comfortable getting in and out of you know, play actions, out of just five-step drops, seven-step drops, things like that. Definitely room to improve, but like where I'm headed.
How soon can Petty be ready to play in the NFL? The answer to that question will probably determine whether he's the third quarterback taken in this draft after Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, or if he'll slide down because of the amount of prep time he'll need.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, it's got to be hard for him to diagnose and project anybody, really, because anything can happen. So, you know, for me, you know, the best way I can say that is you're going to get a guy that's passionate about football, loves to learn, absorb, and I think that's what is hard to find on paper. You know, you really got to just get in there and be with them and talk X's and O's with them. You know, so for me, it's a great opportunity being here, being able to talk to them now. Again, at the Senior Bowl as well, talk to them there. And again, you know, I'm going to be on a team that loves me, and I love them back, and I'm going to give them all I got.